And, you know, Adam, like a fool, tried to live under law. And that is how most human beings live. And even after being born again. But the law of life in Christ Jesus has set me free. But this is not automatic. Because in that day, Adam could just reach to the tree of life and eat it. But today, the Bible says in Genesis 3, that in front of life, in the front of the tree of life, there's a sword. After Adam sinned, there's a sword going round and round and round in all directions. You can't get there. Before Adam sinned, you could reach out and take it. But after sin, when Adam got this thing which we call the flesh or the self-life, the only way to get to that tree of life is to let the sword fall on our flesh. If you accept it, you can get to the tree of life. And that's where the Holy Spirit helps us. So we read in Romans 8:4, now we can say all the requirement of the law can be fulfilled in us. Not should be. Again, it's not a commandment. He's saying it will be. Might, so that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us. Who? Here's our part. We do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So in other words, we're not talking about an automatic life where, you know, you switch on a fan and it keeps running. You don't have to do anything more. You put on the switch, now it's there. No. You have to take up the cross daily. There's no conflict between taking up the cross daily and life in the Holy Spirit. And this is what we need to understand. Some people think there's a paradox there. I thought it's the work of the Spirit, and it's not our work. Well, if it were like that, if God did it like that, you know what would happen? We would become like the planets. The planets don't need to make any choice. I mean, we live 70, 80 years. The planets have obeyed God for thousands of years. Automatic. You'd become a robot. God doesn't want robots. He didn't make Adam a robot that walked up to the tree of knowledge and moved away and walked the other way. Not like that. But made a deliberate choice. I choose. And God will never make you a robot. And I want to tell you, even in heaven, you will not be a robot. I repeat these things because I really am eager that every one of you will come into life in the Holy Spirit. That's the way God wants you to live. Life under the grace of God. A ministry in the Holy Spirit. This is what God wants. So you see the balance also here in Romans 8:13. Romans 8 is a wonderful chapter about life in the Spirit. For example, verse 6, it says how we can find out the mind of the Spirit when you're finding God's will. How do you know whether your mind is moving in the direction of what your flesh is saying? It'll bring a spirit of death in you. Something that's heavy. But when your mind is set on the Spirit, there's life and peace in your heart. In other words, there's an upsurge of life and peace when you're considering something, when you're considering marrying somebody. I mean, there can be an upsurge because the flesh says she's a pretty girl or he's a rich man. I'm not talking about that. If you want to know the mind of the Spirit, you have to surrender all those desires and say, Lord, I'll choose anybody you want for me. And if you walk in the Spirit will give you an upsurge of life and peace. And there's something that all of you who are growing in the Christian life must develop, because one day God will place you in leadership somewhere. Or even if you don't come to leadership, if you're a woman, you may become a mother one day and you'll be a leader of your children. Yeah, even women are leaders of their children. Timothy's mother was Timothy's leader and made him good enough to be an apostle one day. But, you know, you need, as a leader, one of the great needs you have is for discernment. I'll tell you, after 40 years of being an elder, I'm absolutely convinced more than the ability to preach is discernment. Because if you don't have discernment, you will not be able to gauge people. You will not be able to give responsibility to people. All types of wrong people will get into the church. It's by discernment that we keep people out. It's by discernment that we appoint elders. It's by discernment that we discipline people. And that discernment comes through when you're walking in the Spirit. The Spirit gives you peace about somebody, or a hesitation about someone, or in marriage, or in considering a job, or so many situations. Guidance, life in the Holy Spirit, verse 6. And then verse 13. Even a person who has come this far, Romans 8, 2, the law of the Spirit is life, has set me free from the life, the law of sin and death, can again go back, verse 13, to live according to the flesh. That can happen anytime. Because taking up the cross is not just a once-for-all event. You have to keep coming to the tree of life every day. And every day that sword has to fall on your self-life. That's why Jesus said, you've got to take up the cross every day. But it's something you delight in. Can you delight in the sword falling in your self-life? Yes. Let me give you an illustration. Do you delight in throwing away the garbage in your chicken? Sorry, not chicken. Kitchen. Throwing away the garbage in your kitchen. In the morning, the garbage truck comes and says, hey, here it is. Is there a delight there? It's the same delight that you'll have when you see that your flesh is full of garbage. It is the same delight. You won't say, oh, I have to throw this precious garbage away. No. Thank God I can let the sword go down and didn't cut it off. It's like cutting off something evil. There's a delight in it. If you live according to the flesh, you'll die. If by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. There's a delight in it. It's not a struggle. You read that and say, oh boy, put to death the deeds of the body. Think of it as throwing away garbage. Think of it as cutting away something that's ruining your life. There's a beautiful parable I read in one of C.S. Lewis's books. I'm not sure which one it was now, but anyway. Of a man who had a little ugly chameleon. Yeah, chameleon is one of those big lizards sitting on his shoulder. It's a picture of the self-life. And the angel was there in front of the man, and the angel said, shall I get rid of that chameleon for you? And the chameleon whispers in your ear, no, don't let him take me away. I promise I'll behave in future. I'm sorry for all that I think I did bad, but I'll behave in future. And he's had this pet for so long that he doesn't want to get rid of it. So he's in two minds. Just like the two minds you have when you're tempted, you know. Shall I yield to this or shall I put it to death? Haven't you had that expression? Shall I put this anger to death? Shall I put this lustful thought to death? Shall I put this desire to watch pornography to death? Shall I put this desire to be unforgiving or jealous to death? You know, one would think you want to get rid of these terrible things, but somehow there's something in the flesh which says, hey, hang on, I'll behave myself in future. It's a liar. He's not going to behave himself. So he keeps it. He's hesitant. And so it sits there, and his life is miserable. But finally he gets so fed up, he shuts his eyes and tells the angel, okay, just take it away. And the angel immediately pulls it out, throws it down. And the chameleon gets turned into a beautiful white horse. And the angel says, now you don't have to walk. You can ride. Get on that horse and ride. And then he realizes, boy, what I missed for so many years. By thinking, just keeping it, tapping it and petting it. Do you know what you're missing, brothers and sisters? You know what you're missing by tapping and petting that anger and that jealousy and that lustful thought and that pornography? I know you get some pleasure out of it. This guy got some pleasure out of the chameleon. And he always whispered, no, I won't do it again. Haven't you seen that? Haven't you seen that sin saying, no, it won't happen again, just this last time. It's not the last time. What we're missing. Life in the Holy Spirit. It's a beautiful parable. He rides on the horse and says, I was struggling all these years walking. Now it's so free. I don't need no tiredness. The horse is taking me. I'm going places. This is the life God is calling us to. God is a good God. Everything He plans for us is for our very best. When He tells you to put your flesh to death, it is for the very best. You'll get something else in exchange.